我们今天的经文是来自路加福音的第二章一至到二十节。我们会用启示方式读出，先读中文，又再读英文。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. We'll read this responsively, first in Chinese, then in English.
路加福音第二章第一节，当那些日子，该撒亚古士督有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。众人各归各城，报名上册。要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的新人已经中了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。因今天在我大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说：众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说：我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的事的话传开了。玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧人的人回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. To be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that has been told to them concerning this child. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Today's message given by Pastor Mac is titled, A Savior is Born.
Good morning, everyone.
今天是一个很高兴的日子。
Today is a very joyous day.
不单止我们都开始放假了。
Not only are we on vacation,
就是因为我们知道在圣诞的里面耶稣基督降生的时候,
but most importantly, it is a time when we're celebrating Christ's birth.
我们每一个人的人生都会变得更不一样。
And every life would be changed.
所以我们今天每一个人都来到这里的时候,
therefore, when every one of us comes here today,
我们这个不单止是一个主日我们去敬拜耶稣基督的降生。
Not only is this the Lord's Day, it is a day when we celebrate His birth.
我们更加庆祝的，祂比我们的生命更加不一样。
And we celebrate a life that is forever changed.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let us pray together.
神啊，我们多谢你。
God, we thank you.
你是一位创造天地万物的神。
You are a God who created the heavens and the earth.
但是你也都看顾我们每一个卑微的人。
But you also care for all of us.
我们是一个这么卑微又微小又
A people who are so insignificant, who had offended you.
就让我们今天一同来聚集来敬拜的时候,
let us, as we gather today and worship you,
让你对我们说话,
may you speak to us.
这样祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我前几天我去到我妈妈的老人院去探望妈妈。
A few days ago, I went to the nursing home where my mother is staying.
就跟那些员工打个招呼。
And I was speaking to some of the staff there.
在我们人人都说, Happy Holiday, 节日快乐的时候。
And when many would greet me with Happy Holiday,
我又对一位基督徒的一个员工这样讲, 圣诞快乐。
There was a staff who was working there who greeted me with Merry Christmas.
他答我,是啊,这个是圣诞来的,是耶稣基督降生的日子。
He said, indeed, this is Christmas. This is the day Christ was born.
不是只是一个holiday,一个节日,大家happy,happy,这么简单。
So it's not merely a holiday where everybody is happy.
不是在派小孩子盼望圣诞老人来派礼物。
Or not Santa Claus that children have been waiting for.
去奖励一下那些守行为的小朋友。
So that the children who've been nice would be rewarded.
或者我们家人聚埋有一个很难忘的节日的回忆。
Nor is it a holiday where we gather together with our family.
不是的。
None of that.
耶稣基督的降生是比圣诞老人更加的真实和更加的宝贵。
The birth of Christ is more real, more precious than a Santa Claus.
更加带俾我哋更有嘅喜乐同埋平安。
He brings us more joy, more peace.
而事实上，耶稣嘅降生带嚟咗全人类有好大嘅改变同埋影响。
In fact, the birth of Christ had brought forth immense impact on our lives.
不过我哋喺今日嘅经文，我哋可以知道啦。 佢降生嘅情况并冇似我哋今日过圣诞咁热闹。
And we can see in the scripture today, the day when Christ was born was not a festive, a celebratory day.
佢话咧，因为黑店，佢冇地方，咁个 BB 出世咗之后点啊？要放喺个马槽嘅里面。
Because there was no room in the inn, and he was placed in the manger.
用个好简陋个布包起嚟，放喺个污糟嘅马槽嘅里面。
With a very simple cloth, he was swaddled, and he was placed on the manger.
喺嗰度冇医生护士，都冇家人嘅去陪伴佢。
There were no medical staff there for him.
好卑微，好静局。
Very quiet, very humble scene.
因为约瑟佢带住嗰个已经好个身孕好痛嘅玛利亚离开佢哋个屋企，拿撒勒。Because
Joseph had brought forth a heavily pregnant Mary to leave their place of residence, Nazareth.
要离开佢哋屋企，去到个好远嘅伯利恒嘅里面。
And they traveled far to Bethlehem.
你问点解个 BB 唔喺自己屋企出世啊？
How come the baby was not born in his own home?
但点解你唔迟啲等埋个 BB 出咗世，咁你先起行啦？
Why didn't you start your journey after the birth of the baby?
咁样唔系方便好多咩？
Wouldn't that be more convenient?
咁我估计咧，约瑟同玛利亚都可能佢唔想咁样样嘅。
I would speculate that Joseph and Mary didn't want to be traveling.
但喺第一节佢讲话咧，个该撒亚古士督有个旨意落嚟，佢叫天下嘅人民咧都会报名上榻。
But in verse 1, we see in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
即系约瑟佢要翻翻去佢自己嘅乡下。
That's why Joseph had to go back to his home town.
佢个先知大卫王嗰个乡下伯利恒。
To his ancestor, King David's hometown.
呢个人口普查系罗马政府嚟落嘅命令。
This was a command of the Roman government to have a census.
好叫佢以后咧点样计算啊啲税收啊收税。
And it is to aid them in taxation.
佢每个人都要咁样去做噶，去做呢一样嘢。
And it is required of everyone.
但咁啱，玛利亚个产期又到啦。
But this was this fell upon the time when Mary was about to give birth.
呢次耶稣好似好不幸地要离开屋企喺伯利恒出世。
So unfortunately, Jesus had to leave and be born in Bethlehem, that is far away.
正如我哋人生好多嘅事情一样。
It's very similar to many things in our lives.
我人生有好多困难嘅事情发生。
Many things that are difficult would occur.
好多系我哋唔想去发生嘅嘢嚟噶。
Many things we don't want them to happen.
好多嘢唔顺意又唔方便。
They could be inconvenient. They could be against our will.
我哋心里头总系觉得，我人生好悲惨啦。
And so we feel that it is quite trying.
系咪神唔关心我哋，唔理我哋咧？
Does that mean God doesn't care about us?
但系可能连玛利亚同约瑟佢都唔知道。
Perhaps even Joseph and Mary didn't realize.
呢一切嘅事情发生唔系因为个皇帝落嗰个旨意。
All these things happened not because of the decree of the Roman emperor. It was not a will of a human. But rather, it is a sovereignty of God the Lord. God accomplishes his own will with what seemed to us as inconvenient. And so God commanded everything to work together. In order to change the mind and heart of the Roman emperor. Every emperor, every government is a vessel in God's hands. And that vessel will accomplish God's plan. So, in the eyes of faith, we need to find, see what is behind all that's happening. There, we see God's hand there. So that God may be glorified and he may be praised.
Yeah. 就因为这个人口的普查,
so because of the census, the heavily pregnant Mary is now in Bethlehem.
就是那个意思就是要这个婴孩出生的时候在伯利恒出生而不是在拿撒勒出生。
So that the baby will be born in Bethlehem instead of Nazareth. And it is to fulfill the prophecy of Micah. And Bethlehem would be the birthplace of Messiah. He was born out of a promise. From Adam and Eve to Abraham to King David. Up until this time. Because these are days that are determined by God.
当这个时候满的时候，耶稣神的儿子就会降生。
When the time comes, the Son of God will be born.
叫人去相信这个生在伯利恒的，这个真是真真正正是尼赛亚神的儿子。
And this baby who was born in Bethlehem is indeed the Messiah.
就在这个孤独没人知道的时候， 作者路加带到我们来看到第二幕的情形，第8到第14节。
It is in this quiet scene, the author Luke had brought us to the second scene of this story.
他借着天使向牧羊人的显现，带来一个大喜的好消息。
And the angels appeared to the shepherd, and they brought forth news of great joy.
叫人知道刚刚出生这个婴孩他是哪一个。
And to let them know, to let people know who this baby is.
我们刚才讲这个神的儿子降生在一个贫穷的家庭。
So the Son of God was born into this poor family on earth.
而这跟着讲第一个听到这个好消息的人， 也就是同样在社会地位低的牧羊人。
And the status of those who received the news of Christ's birth also were lowly.
而不是那些君王或者祭司。
They were not emperors, nor they were priests.
而不是那些文士或者法利赛人。
Nor Pharisees, nor teachers.
但是那些地位 并唔影响到一个人去寻求神嗰个心。
But a status does not determine your heart that seek after God.
啊，我哋都睇到啊，牧羊人有一个好单纯嘅信心。
And we see this pure faith of the shepherds.
啊，你睇佢听到一切之后，佢好兴奋。
And we can see that when they heard this news, they were very excited.
啊，佢好兴奋嘅，去快啲去揾嗰个天使所讲嘅一切嘅事情。
They were so excited that they hurried to look for this baby that was announced by the angels.
反而在马太福音我们看到、啊、希律王听到之后他第一个反应是什么呢他不安。
But in contrast, in Matthew, we see that、the king who heard this news、did not feel good about it.、
啊、他不安到个地步他要杀死这个降生为王的耶稣。
He was to the king was to a point where he wanted to kill Christ.
咁呢个令牧羊人好兴奋嘅好消息系乜嘢咧
？So what is this very exciting news that the shepherd wanted to share?
啊，跟住喺第八节开始讲，佢话喺一个好黑沉沉嘅晚上。
And in verse 8, we see that in at night.
我哋个个人都喺度瞓紧觉嘅时候
，when many are fast asleep，
啊，冇人会期望到会有啲咩嘢事情会发生。
No one would have expected anything special to happen。
啊，只系有喺野地嗰啲牧羊人喺度警醒嘅看守啲羊群。
It is only in the fields where these shepherds were watching the flocks。
啊！佢好警醒嘅看守啲羊群，等佢唔好受到野兽嘅攻击。
And they were watching the flock because they didn't want wild animals to attack them.
而嗰啲本来系应该系为以色列人看守啊守望嗰啲牧羊人啊，譬如君王、先知或者祭司，而嗰啲本来系应该系为以色列人守望嘅。啊、牧羊人，譬如君王、天师同祭司。
Instead of the kings, the priests, who were supposed to be watching, these are the shepherds who were doing the watching.
啊，以色列人嘅牧羊人，因为佢哋背弃咗神。
The shepherds of the Israelites had strayed away from God.
啊，有四百年咁耐吓。神都冇同佢哋讲过嘢。
God was silent for 400 years toward them.
啊，只系有虔诚嘅以色列人，好似西缅咁啦，佢喺度盼望紧以色列嘅安慰者会嚟到。
There were only a handful of devout Israelites like Simeon who were waiting for the consolation of Israel.
就喺呢一个咁黑暗嘅。
It is in this very dark night.
第九节讲话，突然间有主嘅使者站在他们嘅牧羊人旁边，主嘅荣光正面照着他们，牧羊嘅人就甚惧怕。
And in verse 9, it tells us, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
啊，佢惧怕，因为佢见到。哇！有神嘅使者向佢哋显现。
They were terrified because the messenger of God appeared to them。
系啊，见到神嘅，佢就应该喺圣殿里面侍奉嗰啲祭司啦，唔系佢哋咁卑微嘅人。
Those who see or encounter God should be the priests who are in the temple. We shouldn't be experiencing these with such lowly status.
啊。而主的荣耀都使人看到，哇！佢睇到自己的污秽。
As they saw the glory of the Lord, they also saw their uncleanliness.
正如以赛亚书第六章第五节咁样讲。
Just like in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 5.
以赛亚讲过，那时我说：祸哉，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因为我看见大君王万军之耶和华。
Isaiah said, Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
我看见神的圣洁，我这个罪人死定了。
So when I see the holiness of God, me, this sinner, is surely going to die.
我们需要一个救主来拯救我们。
We need a savior to save us.
当人他将尽撒旦的谎言的时候，
When people believe in Satan's lies,
人转责他将神从在他的生命里面赶出去。
And we chose to chase away God from our heart.
人以为他不需要神，他就可以自己掌管自己的生命。
Men thought that we didn't need God, we could control our own lives.
我们会，那这样的时候，我们会经常都为了我们的在生活在一个恐惧的里面。
And because of that, we can constantly be in fear.
因为我们实在没有好像神那样的能力去预先知道一切的事情。
Because we don't have the power of God who can foresee everything.
因为我们没有好像神那样的能力可以管理我们生命中发生的一切的事情。
Because we don't have the power of a God who can control everything in life.
但是小小的事情都会令到我们很彷徨很惧怕。
Every little thing can make us afraid.
很多人就选择去庙去拜香去拜神去等他的心得安。
So some people choose to go to a temple and worship idols.
有些人选择用药物、酒精去得到解决。
Some might turn to drugs or alcohol to solve their problems.
有些人希望藉着政治能够找到出路。
Some might want to go into politics to find an escape.
但如果我们能够有一个救主，有一个救到我们就好了。
And if we could find someone who rescue us.
如果有人来帮我能够从这个神恢复这个关系，那我就不用再这么害怕了。
I will fear no more if I can find someone who can help me reconcile with God.
而天主就说，这个就是我将要讲给你听的好消息。
An angel was saying that this indeed is what I'm about to tell you. This is the good news.
这个信息是可以平静你们的恐惧。
And this good news would calm your fear.
而且会带给你一个很大的喜乐。
And it will bring you great joy.
但经由等你们看见的人而传给其他的人。
So that those who have seen, those who have heard would be able to proclaim it to others.
这个好消息是什么呢？
So what is, this good news? It's in verse 11.
天主这样说，因今天在大卫的城里面，为你们生了救主，就是主基督。Today,
in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
他是谁呢？第一句话，他是救主。Who
is he? He is a Savior.
在他们当时的人说，他们的救主就是他们的皇帝。
To the people at those times, their savior is their emperor.
他们说皇帝管理他们，帮他们打败敌人，治理好这个国家。
The emperor governed them. He goes to war for them.
但圣经告诉我们，这个救主是哪一个？
But the Bible tells us who the savior is.
天主曾经在马太福音第一章第21节从 约瑟这样说，
and the angel had spoken to Joseph in Matthew
1:21。他说，玛利亚将要生个儿子，你要给个起名叫耶稣。耶稣的名就是因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Mary will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins.
救什么罪呢? 救那些人得罪神的罪。
What kind of sin? It is a sin that men had offended God.
得罪神的罪，只有神才可以赦免。
An offensive sin against God, only God can forgive.
所以神要差他自己的儿子耶稣来到降生在这个世界上面。
That's why God sent his only son, Jesus, to this earth to save us.
第二讲他是基督。
Secondly, we know that he is Christ.
这是希伯来文的弥赛亚的意思。
In Hebrew, it is Messiah.
意思就是一个受膏者。
And in other words, he is the anointed one.
他是以色列人长久里面等待要来的。
It is someone who has been waited for many, many years by the Israelites.
那位最终被神高立的君王、先知和祭司。
He will be anointed as king, priest, and prophet.
那位被神特别派来的去执行这个拯救的工作、救赎的工作。
He was sent by God to come here to accomplish the task of saving us.
是神在旧约里面所应许过的那个女人的后裔。
This is the offspring that God had promised in the Old Testament of the woman.
是亚伯拉罕的子孙，就好似摩西的那位先知。
He is the offspring of Abraham, and he is like the prophet Moses.
第三，他讲到他是主。
Thirdly, we know that he is Lord.
是耶和华的神的名字。
It is Yahweh's name.
主是他创造天地万物的那位主宰。
He is the Lord of the heavens and earth.
而且他管理万有全能的神。
And he governs all, and he is an almighty God.
一个好消息就是说，人类。 因为他耶稣基督是救主、主基督的时候，人类真正的拯救就来了。
So because we know that God, Jesus is the Savior.
这位降生在马槽里面的耶稣基督是要来拯救罪人。
And this Jesus who was born in a manger comes because he is to save sinners.
以他的生命来做多人的那个族价。
That he gave his life as a ransom for many.
他来到就要破坏魔鬼的作为。
He came to destroy the work of Satan.
他来到就是去打败那位掌权的魔鬼。
He came so that by his death he would destroy Satan. Who holds the power of death.
而藉着他的拯救，去除去我们的恐惧和我们的罪疚。
Because of his rescue, he will take away our sin, our fear.
所以先知说这个是一个满有喜乐的大消息。
That's why the angels say this is a day of great joy.
今天已经传开了。
It has been proclaimed today.
你今天有没有听到呢？
Have you heard today?
第三跟住第十三到第十四节讲话，忽然有一大队天兵，同那天使赞美神，说：至高在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And in verses 13 to 14, it tells us, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace." To men on whom his favor rests.
耶稣的降生有这个好消息有两个的目的。
There were two purposes to Christ's birth as good news.
是关乎神的荣耀和我们的平安。
It involves glory to God and peace on earth and peace to men.
这个婴孩的降生是神的荣耀的最大的彰显。
The birth of Jesus was the greatest revelation of God's glory.
最大到大到程度，要去到天上最高嗰个地方。
is so great that it goes to the highest place in heaven. It is in the entire life of Jesus is in when he was crucified on the cross. His life and death glorified God. In the life of Jesus, he fully manifested God's righteousness, holiness, mercy, and wisdom. This full manifestation had given God his glory. And we see God's glory in creation. And in Jesus' salvation, we see this glory even more full and greater.
第二，这个婴孩的降生带来了神的子民的平安。
And this, the birth of this baby had brought forth peace on earth and on his people.
这个平安是出乎我们人的意料之外的平安。
This is a peace that far exceeds our expectation.
这个平安不是说什么困难都没有了，或者我们的心里头很平静啊。
This peace does not mean that we would have no more fear, we would have a very, very calm heart.
平安是说我们没有再没有敌对，还有没有再没有战争。
But it means that we will face no more enmity and no more warfare.
刚才我们读以赛亚书那里讲到，一个人有罪的时候，他要面对。
So we know that when we face our sin, we have to also face the judgment of sin, which is death.
藉着耶稣的宝血，圣洁的神和污秽的人，不再有那个敌对了。But
because of the precious blood of Jesus, we no longer are enemies of God.
人不再去被定罪，能够同神再和好。
We now can be reconciled with God.
我们人的本性是很想自己去做王做主。
Our human nature wants us to be our own king, our own master.
所以我们很抗拒说神在我们身上有所谓的主权。
So we are very resistant to God's sovereignty on our own lives.
这种自我为中心，我以我掌控的心态，也都带来我们同人其他人的冲突。So
this self-control, self-centeredness would create conflicts.
所以如果人同神之间冇和好嘅时候，亦都带来咗我哋世上冇平安。So
if there is no reconciliation between God and men, there would be no peace on earth.
不单止是因为我们有罪,
not only because we have sin,
就算是我们常常用我们的好行为去赚取功德，去拯救自己的时候,
and even if we use our very good behavior to earn this merit,
我们都永远做不到能够好到够好，可以自己救到自己。
But we could never ever reach the point where we are good enough to become our own savior.
只有耶稣专替神和人之间那个中保。Only
Jesus is the mediator between God and men.
只有单单依靠耶稣为我们在十字架上所成全的救赎工作。It
is only through the work of Jesus who died on the cross to take our punishment and sin.
啊，並且我哋從我哋舊有嘅生活嘅裏面去轉回過嚟。
And that we may be able to repent.
喺嗰度，我哋先至能夠同神嘅再一次和好。
It is only then are we able to be reconciled with God.
啊，呢一種咁放下驕傲嘅心態。
So this mindset of putting away our pride.
啊，知道神仍然喺度掌管一切嘅心。
A heart that knows God is sovereign.
啊，知道我呢個咁污穢嘅罪人，竟然神去赦免我哋。
And knowing that God forgives me such a filthy sinner.
喺嗰度，我哋唔需要再去揸緊。
And oh, there we don't no longer need to grasp.
啊，我哋唔需要凡事嘅揸緊，話要揸緊喺我哋自己手裏面。
We no longer need to grasp and hold on tight in our own hands.
喺嗰度時候，我先至同我能夠同自己同埋同人能夠再一次和好。
It is then are we able to also be reconciled with others.
喺嗰度我就能夠一個饒恕人嘅心。
And it is only then that we will have a heart of forgiveness.
人同人之間
between men
喺種族同種族之間
between races
家人之間
between members of family
鄰居之間咁樣先能夠再一次嘅和好
between neighbors we can only by then can we reconcile with others
耶穌個降生就展開咗呢個救贖嘅工作
The birth of Christ had started this work of salvation
就喺呢个工作嘅里面，要带俾神最大嘅荣耀。And
he will bring forth this greatest glory to God.
同埋带俾人神都喜悦嘅人喺世上有平安。And
he would bring forth peace on earth on whom God's favor rests.
耶稣出世嘅故事，我哋可能从细到大都听过，系咪
？The birth of Christ, could be a story that many of us have heard since our childhood.
因为我们年年都有圣诞。
Because we have Christmas every year.
圣诞那时候我们不多不少在电台、电视、哪里都会听到有圣诞歌的报佳音。
So it is unavoidable that we would hear from the media, from broadcast about
the news.
When we hear the Christmas hymns, have we ever quietly ponder the meaning of the lyrics?
未信主的朋友，你有冇停低落嚟思想下你同神之间嘅关系咧？
My friends who have not yet believed in God, have you pondered your relationship with God?
你有没有愿意打开你的心来接受耶稣基督做你的救主？
Are you willing to open your heart to receive Christ as your Savior?
又是我们信了主很久的弟兄姊妹。
For those of us, brothers and sisters, who believed in the Lord for many, many years,
我哋每年嘅圣诞令到我哋感到兴奋嘅系乜嘢咧
？Every year during Christmas, what makes us excited？
啊，我哋去睇下嗰啲牧羊人佢点样回应呢个救主降生嘅消息
？Let us take a look at how the shepherds responded to the news of Jesus's birth.
啊，佢听到天使讲完啲大嘢之后，哇！佢即刻去揾下。 究竟讲嘅嘢系咪真嘅咧？
So as soon as they finished hearing that the angels, they hurriedly went to see whether what they had been told was true.
啊，因为佢知道，哇！如果真系一个救主降临嘅时候，呢件事系好重要，系应该好有优先嘅。
So they believe that this, if the Messiah truly had been born, this is something momentous. This is a very, very important decision for our lives. So that when they went and they found, and they excitedly spread this to others. Just like the hymn, Go Tell It on the Mountain, they would go across the mountain beyond the stream to go and tell of the good news. To big boulevards, to little alleyways, he will go and spread the gospel. They will proclaim, hey, the Lord, a Savior is here. The Savior is
here.
Do we have such hearts of excitement that we would go and tell it to others?
第二我们看到耶稣这个降生给人一个生命的重生有一个目标。
And the birth of Christ also had given us a new goal.
他们将所听见所看见的东西,
and from what we've seen, what we've heard,
他们将所相信的那些东西呢,看到他们的人生再不一样。
And what we believed, all these had made a tremendous difference in our lives. This great news is that things are never the same with our lives.
圣经说神的儿子主基督本来是很有荣耀和尊贵。
And the Bible tells us that the Son of God is full of glory.
但是他为了我们的得救,他甘愿的降卑,降世成为一个人。
But for our salvation, he humbled himself and he came to earth.
他包裹着布,裹在马槽的里面。
He was swaddled in cloth and he was in a manger.
神不是说离远在天上面喊下来,等人去相信他。
It was not like a scene from that he appeared from heaven to come down on earth.
神的儿子,他自己来到我们的中间成为一个人。
Son of God came among us and became Son of Man.
更加他背负我们的罪,死在十字架上面。
And he will bear our sin and he would die on the cross.
为我们,为人人尝了死命。
And he would taste death.
意思叫做活着,叫人活着,不单只是为我们自己而活。
So that we may live and we may live not just for ourselves.
乃是为那位爱他们,为他们的舍己主耶稣基督而活。
But to live for Christ who died and sacrificed for us. This becomes the motivation of our life. And the life would not just be static. When we have Jesus in our heart, we don't need others to tell us to do this or to do that.
耶稣基督在我们的心的时候,使我们的生命有很大的改变。
When Jesus is in our heart, it should make a tremendous difference in our lives.
他更加在我们每一个生命的里面去流露出来。
And it should outflow from our lives.
如果我们只是想着用24小时,在圣诞节那用24小时来庆祝,耶稣的降生是远远不够的。
It is not anywhere near enough if we only celebrate Jesus' birth for 24 hours.
每一天,每一天的生命里面,去归荣耀,给神赞美神的人。
And we should take every day of our life to give glory to God and to bring praises.
每一个为咗神为咗荣耀神传福音嘅教会。
And it will be a church to share the gospel.
喺嗰度都能够可经历到神嘅嗰个大能。
It's there that we may experience God's might.
圣诞节提醒我哋，我哋要用心嘅去纪念基督嘅降生。
Christmas reminds us that we need to commemorate His birth.
并且要一个警醒嘅心。去等候耶稣基督第二次的再返嚟。
But also a heart that awaits Jesus' return.
又喺嗰度去帮助我哋调整我哋生活嘅焦点。
And there, it will help us to refocus our life.
为咗我哋嘅人生去感谢神。
That we will praise God for our lives.
庆祝神咗俾我哋，咗赐俾我哋嘅每一日。
To celebrate each life that had been, each day that had been given to us by God.
喺我哋每日嘅生活嘅里面，去将我哋荣耀归俾神。
And in our daily lives, we give glory to God.
并且将平安嘅福音带俾我哋周围嘅人。
And also bring the news of peace to all those around us. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. You've given us life. You've given us Jesus Christ. So that in Christ we can have new life. That our life would not be the same.
不单只是今日圣诞节,
not just for today, Christmas Day.
不单只是我们忙碌的生活里面,
not just in our busy daily lives.
不单只是我们忙碌的读书的里面,
not just in our busy life in studying.
不单只我们开心的时候,
not just when we are happy.
就算是我们现在经历着伤心的时候,
but all the more when we are sad.
愿我们的生命能够为主你而活。
May we live for you, Lord.
咁祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Pray all these in your Son's most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.